insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, let's listen to the 24th verse of Surah Ankabut, and we will be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا اقتلوه أو حرقوه فأنجاه الله من النار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون
And the answer of Abraham's people was not but that they said, kill him or burn him, but Allah saved him from the fire. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who believe.
So, as you were previously with us, dear listeners, we said that in the 23rd verse, from that verse, actually, the story of Abraham and Lut began. So, the 23rd verse talked about the disbelievers, okay? That they actually were despaired of the mercy of the Almighty Allah. And the Almighty Allah promised for them that they will be having a painful chastisement. Now, this verse says, فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ But the answer of his people was only that they said, kill him or burn him. فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ Then Allah saved him from the fire. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ Verily in this, there are signs for a people who believe. Now, we may see what this misguided group said in answer to those three clear proofs of Abraham عَلَى نَبِيْنَا وَأَلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ in the field of monotheism, prophethood, and resurrection. So Prophet Ibrahim talked to them about these three important concepts. Now, what is their answer? This verse clearly states it. Certainly, they had no logical answer. So, like all strong, violent persons with no logic, they can only rely on their satanic power. So they actually issued the command of his slaughter, as the Quran says. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا The answer of his people was only if they said, اُقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَجْرِقُوهُ Kill him or burn him. Now, we can see that when a believer is overcoming the whole disbelievers, actually they try to do their best. But the worst plots, even the worst of them, are nullified. Because the Almighty Allah says, فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ The Almighty Allah saved him from the fire. But anyway, it is understood from this meaning that when they said kill him or burn him, اقتلوه أو حرقوه, it is understood that a group of pagans said that Abraham should be burned, while another group suggested his annihilation by sword or the like. But finally, the first group won, since they believed indeed that the worst kind of execution back then was burning by fire.
فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ.
So, brothers and sisters, regarding this 24th verse, as you were with us, we saw what the answer of these pagans and disbelievers was. They said, اقتلوه أو حرقوه. They did not have any logical answer, but to actually claim that we can actually kill or slaughter or burn him. So, there is this probability that at first, all of them thinking upon this execution with ordinary means, they said, اقتلوه, but or kill him simply. But later, all of them decided to burn him because they thought that that is the maximum intensity of action. And that's what he actually deserves because of doing such action. So here it is mentioned, no word about the quality of burning Abraham, and it is only mentioned at the end of the verse, فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah then saved him from the fire. Now, the explanation of burning Prophet Abraham in the fire is mentioned in other chapters of the Holy Quran, specifically in chapter Anbiya, which actually states that how the quality of burning was. But anyway, at the end of the verse, the Quran says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily in this, there are signs for a people who believe. Now, not only one sign, the Quran says, but there are several signs in this event. From one side, the lack of effect of fire on the body of Abraham was a clear miracle. Changing of fire into safety is another miracle. And then the inability of this great, powerful group against a single person who apparently had no means was another miracle by itself. And the lack of effect of this wonderful and extraordinary event of the heart of those cruel persons was also a sign from the providence. It took the success from these obstinate people so miraculously that they greatest signs even do not affect them. So there is also this tradition that when Prophet Abraham was thrown in the middle of fire, the only thing that was burnt from him was the rope with which Abraham was fastened firmly. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.